The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Delina, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. Today, I have two guests in the studio, both from Hikitia Te Tohu, Dr. Nikki Evans, which is the manager, and Carolina Garten, which is the communications and engagement lead for Hikitia. Welcome, both of you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you for being here. And I'd love to know a little bit more about who Hikitia is and what you serve, what you do.
Kia ora. To talk about Hikitia, I probably want to say a little bit about what primary prevention is in our context. So primary prevention is about stopping violence before it happens by strengthening the protective factors that support healthy relationships, safe communities, and positive social attitudes and norms. So while response services are essential, prevention's about what we can do upstream before things happen. And that's the place that Hikitia sits in our community. So Hikitia Te Tohu is RISE's ACC-funded primary prevention initiative. We work across Nelson, Tasman and Marlborough. And what that means is we work alongside communities, organisations, iwi and local leaders to help prevent those forms of violence, family violence, sexual violence and child sexual abuse before they occur. So our activities are varied and focus on strengthening the conditions that help people, whānau and communities thrive.
So part of your mission then is to teach people about kind of what safety is?
A little bit like that. It's a little bit about that, but it's also bringing forward the knowledge that people already have about what makes a good relationship, what makes good family values, the kind of norms and values that people often actually already know themselves.
I see.
And bringing those forward into more strongly into community ways of being, and whānau ways of whānau and family ways of being as well. So it's not so much us teaching as facilitating and providing opportunities for those things to come forward. And some of the ways we do that are through workshops or wānanga, but some of them are also through art projects and initiatives.
Interesting. And how long has the organisation been going on?
So Hikitia's been working in this region for about a year and a half.
Carolina, could you tell us a little bit about the name Hikitia, where that came from?
So the name was gifted to us. One of the person who's working in that space was Soni Natai. And Hikitia, it means to uplift, uprise something. So our Hikitia colors, they are the orange, purple, pink color of the uprising sun. So when the night is finishing, the light is coming up. So it does relate directly to our mahi, because we do work in a space which can be difficult and heavy. And we know it from the previous research and the things which is happening in the community. So we are here to all together bring that light. And the light is always coming in the morning.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. And so true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so quite a few of your projects are about that, about bringing that light to people. Mm-hmm. And would you like to tell us a little bit about this upcoming project?
Absolutely. So this project is called Ordinary Wonders, and it's about those everyday things that we all have experience of that are those things that shape us or that we carry as memories. And it's an opportunity for us to, for people to share those things and reflect on them in a different way. So how the project works is that we ask people to share their memories or experiences of parenting or caregiving or grandparenting or uncling or auntieing, godparenting, or being parented or receiving any of those kinds of relationships. And to reflect on a moment that's of significance for them. But those little moments of significance, like learning to fish or visiting a place of significance or people coming to watch your sports or the first time you're in a play or a recital or learning to make pie kits or those kinds of things, learning how to plant kumara, anything like that, that's a memory of shared experience and relationship. And what we're offering is a chance to honour those experiences and to celebrate those experiences. And we, when people share those memories, we're giving a memory. Each memory gets given to a new and emerging or an established artist across the region who will create a piece of art that represents that story. And that piece of art will ultimately be gifted back to the person who's shared the memory. But as well as gifting it back to them, it will be part of an exhibition of all of the memories that people have shared. And that exhibition will be the first exhibition in the new Nelson Arts Hub. And at the rate we're going, it looks like we'll probably have around 100 stories, which is fairly incredible. The project offers a chance to honour those experiences and celebrate the people and moments that mattered, and to see people to see their story interpreted through an artist's eyes.
I also would add that sharing a story is a gift, and many storytellers, they know it. You know, we're sometimes collecting stories from other culture, other places, but here some people, they're giving us a gift of their special moments. And then we're inviting these artists to reflect and being inspired by that special gift, and then bringing them back into the community in a different form. And I think this one is a very special moment. And what we are making here as well, so we are turning a story into the artwork, and that artwork is becoming the, you know, element of the social change. So it's the whole the cycle which we are hoping for in all of this project.
It is, and I love the idea that it's bringing together generations of community, right? Because these stories are from all ages, all experiences, and, you know, all backgrounds. And so all of a sudden we get this common thread of these beautiful little moments of time, and then this creation of an artist's perspective on that. And I just think there's something so magical about that. And then that we can all gather together and witness it as a community in a new space. It's almost a foundation for this new arts hub, that it's being built on our stories and on the creations that our stories will continue to have throughout time. It's really quite a powerful project, isn't it?
That's beautiful. That way it is absolutely beautiful. As the foundational, you know, the inaugural exhibition in that space, it feels really appropriate that it's being built on those stories, as you say. And we do hope that, you know, through community coming to the exhibition and noticing and seeing all of the things that people have shared and all of the things that artists have created, that is a way to also inspire some conversations in their own families about the things that they like to do. It's also a way to learn other ideas. You know, rather than go to a parenting course, I'd rather go to an exhibition and read and hear about and look at all these things that people have done together as a family that have been wonderful, and learn from that. So it's another way of learning about things that people value.
I agree. As well as you said something earlier about it not necessarily needing to be a big memory, right? Mm-hmm. It's a small memory. And I think that's a good reminder. Sometimes we forget that those small memories tend to stay with us longer.
Yes.
And instead of sometimes making these big grand gestures all the time, right?
That's right.
I think also it's this another layer when you think to share that memory. We sometimes think very surface, surface layer, and we think we have all of these stories, but we really need to slow down and stop with the art to pick up that memory, you know. So even the process of giving that memory bring us to slow down and reflect on what is important to us, of the people, which story we would like to share. So the whole process, from the beginning until the end, it's about that connection with ourselves and with another person.
What we are hoping as well is that the process will continue beyond the exhibition. So obviously the person whose story it is receives the artwork that's been created by the artist, and maybe they hang that on the wall in the lounge and it prompts more conversations and more storytelling and more ways to connect and remember the importance of relationships and place, because sometimes it's about the connection with people, sometimes it's the connection with the whenua that people are talking about. As well as that, we will give people a copy as a print of that piece of art, and they could gift that, for example, to another person who they refer to in the story or to someone else that has some meaning. So it will continue on, hopefully. And then we're also producing an exhibition book or catalogue post the exhibition, and in that we will also draw from some of the things we know about relationships and families and the way that we theme up the stories that people have shared and all of the images that people consent to having in there.
I love that. And
again, that's something that will endure.
Yes, absolutely. A gift that keeps on giving. Absolutely. Yes. And so submissions, it's still open. Mm-hmm. So people can still submit their story as yes. well as artists can still sign up as well. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's a very easy process. Can you tell us a little bit about how somebody can do that if they hear this and say, yes, I'd like to be a part of it?
So invitation are open. I like to calling it this invitation because it's like feel closer to my heart that I will go to someone and I invite them to take a part of that project. People, they can find about this project on our Art Council Nelson website under What's On. Another place it will be RISE's website, which is www.rise.net.nz. Also, they can email us directly, which is hikitia@rise.net.nz. I will spell the hikitia for you, which is hikitia. So hikitia@rise.net.nz. Also, we produce flyers, and hopefully people, they can find them in the refinery space, in the local barber shop, or maybe in the community center, which is nearby. We've been spreading them all around. So they are flyers on one side. It's a sharing memory invitation. And on the other side is a registration to become an artist.
And there's a QR code there.
Yeah, there's a QR code there to scan and to get into the form.
It's a very easy process. I signed up as an artist myself and received the story last week. And it was such a honor, and I love that you use the term invitation because it felt like that. It was such a special moment to read someone's memory and then have the honor to bring that memory to life in a different form, and it's really something that kind of gives me goosebumps. You know, it was a profound moment when I got to read that and say, wow, I get to be a part of this. I get to be a part of this person's, you know, memory as well as the greater community for all of us. So it's going to be really wonderful. Easy to sign up.
Oh, thank you so much for accepting the invitation and telling us about the, you know, the feelings which are going with all of it.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing the project at its end as well. So you can always go over to the Hikitia website to learn more about it. You can also just pop it into Google. If you pop in the Ordinary Wonders 2026 project, it does pop up. So you can always find it there as well.
I'll just mention that we're accepting the registrations and people signing for storytelling like the first week of July. So it's probably good to have in mind. The opening of the Ordinary Wonders exhibition will be on the 14th of August. And the opening for the public of the exhibition will be from the 15th of August till the 16th of September. Also, alongside the exhibition, we are working on a program. So from mid-July, the program will be released, and we don't want to share too much about this now. So there will be some surprises and gifts for the community from that side. And we can't wait to share all of them.
Wonderful. So keep an eye on the space, on the website, as well as we will try to get them back in here on Fresh FM so we can get a bit more information about the project as it gets closer to date. Thank you so much, Nikki and Carolina, for coming in and for working through this mahi of putting this together and creating a space for our community to share and to grow and to prosper. It's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you so much, Delena.
To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.